Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show, Talking Gotham. And next to me, I have Miss Amy McCracken from thevro.com. Amy's not with me because Amy and I, our schedules are crazy. But first, before I even go any further about Miss Amy McCracken, I just want to wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday. She turns 53 years old. Doesn't even look 53, but happy birthday, Miss Amy McCracken. But normally people, you know that Amy and I have been doing Gotham for a long time. And with my son's schedule and her work schedule and her, she's doing all these cons and One Tree Hill and all these kind of different things, it's hard to get us together. And I have finally watched the first episode of the new season, the premiere, all right? So I'm like I got two more episodes to go. So that shows you how crazy it is. I don't even know if Amy's watched them or not. But I'm here, and I'm just going to kind of go through it. And actually, I'm going to be changing it now. It's not going to be called a review anymore. It's pretty much going to be called a reaction. My reaction to the episode of Gotham. Now, this one is going to be A Dark Knight, Pax Penguiniana. Did I say it right? Probably not. But yeah, it aired Thursday night, September 21st. So as you can see, it's been a minute because today is October 9th, Monday night. Going through my notes here. I really enjoyed this episode. I mean, this premiere was just, it was just everything. Like, this, it gave you a little tease. Like, it was like one great meal, and you were like, oh, give me some more. Oh, that's so good. There's more? Oh, that's so good. That's so good, too. It was such a great premiere. Bruce whipping ass at the beginning of the episode. Insane. Freaking Penguin having this crime card business license thing, and that I thought that was great. So whoever's idea that was, that's awesome. It was great seeing Victor Zsasz. He's one of my favorite characters since day one, so it was great to see him a lot. We get to see him a lot in this episode, and he's such a smartass too, and he's just got a certain douchey cool swag about him. He's such a smartass, but he's great. Let's see what else. It was great seeing the Penguin. He's definitely gotten crazier since we've last seen him. Definitely knew when all that license crap was going around, and we finally see Jim Gordon walk into that bar of his, and I was like, oh yeah, he's not gonna stand for this. And bam, he starts whooping ass. So it's great to see them. Jonathan Crane, love this kid. And we'll get to the end of this episode, but I love how he's in Arkham, and these like thug criminal dudes want him for his dad's fear toxin. So I was like, oh, the Scarecrow is coming. So that was cool. Probably one of my favorite parts, Selina whooping ass. She walks up in the dark alley with the Asian gang guys, and they're like, come on. Ooh, she's all by herself. Oh, no. She seriously has been training with Tabitha and knows how to seriously whoop ass. And then Tabitha comes out of the shadows and helps her with a punch to the face of a bad guy. My heart went pity-patter because Tabitha's just so hot. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a fan of Tabitha. If Amy McCracken was here, she'd be like, that is true. He really does like Tabitha a lot. And I do. Let's see what else. Victor visiting Tabitha and Selina. I thought that was great. Because once again, he's just so cool. And let's see what else. I'm looking at my other notes. Poison Ivy. Didn't get to really see a lot of her, but when she did step out, my heart went pity-patter. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Miss Poison Ivy. So she was hilarious, as always, and beautiful, as always. Let's see here. Probably another favorite moment of mine, on the rooftop. Yes, Bruce and Selina finally have their moment. I know some of y'all probably like, really, Mike? That's right. But you know what? It's been a long time coming, and we know the chemistry's there, and it was good. It was good to see Bruce get on top of the rooftop, right on the ledge, and Selina was like, what, you're a man now, and he's like, what's up, hands in pocket, all cool. Bruce is a beast, all right, and it was good to see that, compliment of the dress. It's just Batman in the making, and I'm liking where this is all going. Let's see what else. Great fight scene at the end, at the very end, at the club. I thought that was great, seeing everybody show up, Jim and Bullock fighting everybody, the freaking gas getting into the Penguin's face, and then Riddler popping up, you know, fearing and showing the fear to the Penguin. I thought that was dope. And probably one of my favorite part is when guns are drawn on each other, Victor and Alfred. They both kind of like smile at each other and kind of give each other the kind of the grin of sort of, you know, like, oh, you're badass, I'm badass too. So I'm hoping we're going to see some of them battling out later on. Let's see what else. Bruce got the list, but then he falls and gets arrested, seems like. I haven't seen the other two episodes, so I'm sure he gets out of it. Because I've seen the commercials, so it looks like he's getting a new suit. Let's see what else. And the very, very end, Jonathan Crane stuck in the closet with the Scarecrow. Bad guy opens the door, and bam, the Scarecrow is born. I think he looks awesome. I think he looks great, and it looks like the next episode we're going to get some Scarecrow, at least for me and some other people that haven't seen this episode. So kudos to the premiere. I thought it was great, great, great kickoff to a new season. Gotham just seems to get better and better and better and better. So if you want to check out some of our past recap shows, check out iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. Or the VRO.com. That's Amy McCracken right there. I don't know if we're going to get back together. It might be in a fluke of nature, but I have no idea. But thanks for tuning in. Also, shout outs to Gotham Addicts out there on the internet and Gotham TV podcast from Ireland, Dublin. And those are my peeps out there as well. And for all the likes, retweets, all that good stuff, and for everybody that's been listening, I appreciate it very much so. And I'll come back later on. I'm going to try to knock out another Gotham episode really soon and give a reaction to that. So everybody have a great week. I will talk to y'all later. Peace out.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight. My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.